album this week.
What are we talking about, Jack?
Brand spanking new. Because it was my choice, I just, because I didn't know what to pick, because they were just like, just pick any album. So I was going through a bit of a throwback phase, so I just went an album from my childhood. So I just went Origin of Symmetry by your boys from Devon Muse. So, yeah.
Wait, though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This album was my childhood.
Yep.
So.
Same.
So. It might not be the pop punk that I also had in my childhood. Mm. It's a bit on the other side of that, but like, there's just so many bangers on this album, and it's just so good. It's just so good.
Just
and even
stop.
Now, like, even though Muse are kind of suck now, and
they don't. Come on.
I mean, they kind of do. Their past like three albums has just been Matt Bellamy sucking himself off for 4 years. Like, I just can't stand it anymore. I've got to the point where it's just like...
The past three. So wait, so that's Simulation Theory, Drones, and...
I'll agree, Law? Simulation Theory was a bit of, like, dick suck energy.
I mean, Second Law
is a good album.
Yeah.
I
really controversially quite like Drones, only because it was dropped
Drones
everything.
Drones is... I don't know. I just can't stand anything after Black Holes, to be honest. Like, Resistance is, like, it has its ups and downs, but overall it's not bad.
I love how this,
like,
is just going to turn into reviewing Muse's discography and not Origin.
Come on, guys. let's bash Matt Bellamy.
Second Law is just really fucking, like... Why did Muse think, like, you know what would take us to the next level is if we decided to embrace some dubstep? Like,
nice.
I love dubstep. I loved dubstep back in the day, but I didn't want Muse to do dubstep. I wanted Muse to do what they were good at. I didn't want them to be like, you know what would make us even better if we were more like Skrillex? Like, why?
They looked at their past discography and just went, should we put a donk on it?
Yeah, they just looked at their discography and went, get hyper. Like, I don't know. And then Drones, like, I hate Psycho. I'm not gonna lie, I hate Psycho.
I don't like Psycho. I don't mind it, but if I was listening to that album, I'd probably skip it.
The thing with Drones, I love Reapers, but then everything else, I'm just kind of like.
Should we reel it back to Origin and then drones another time?
I don't want to talk about Simulation Theory. I don't even want to go there.
We'll save that for another episode.
Origin slaps. It's a classic in my eyes. Because the first Muse album, everyone was like, oh yeah, they're just a heavier Radiohead. But then, like, they released Origin, and it's just like, it just doesn't sound like Radiohead, like, at all. By far, like, their own sound. 100%. It's, like, classical influenced, it's prog influenced, it's heavy, it's chill, it's ballady. The production's really good.
It's really dark at some points as well. Like, really dark.
Yeah.
I remember, for example, there's a song... on the album called Hyper Music, and I remember years ago. So it's a heavy track, and it's like all canisters blazing. But I remember one time, I think the chorus is Matt Bellamy literally just belting out, I don't want you and I never did. I don't love you and I never will. Is that it? I think that's the chorus.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And I remember obviously I would play the albums I was listening to when I was younger to my dad, and I remember my dad just being like, never play this song to your girlfriend. And I just was like, why do you think I would? And you know, he was just like, because, you know, it was
babe, this song makes me think of you.
Yeah, like, he was so shocked that that was a chorus in a song, just something so brutally it's just brutal. It's a little bit like Christ for a chorus, and like Christ, it makes me want to like go to Matt Bellamy and be like, my God, who hurt you? Like, Jesus. Like, you know, like, because the song's very aggressive in itself.
Yeah.
What did you two think anyway, Josh and Noah?
My background with Muse isn't quite like you guys. I didn't particularly grow up. I mean, I heard the occasional song on the radio. That was sort of how I knew Muse. It was only quite a while later I started listening to them a bit properly. And so as soon as I put on this album and the piano line in Newborn hits, I was taken aback at like what this band actually was. And I think that's 100% that's my favorite track on the album, Newborn. Just the way this yeah. album opens is phenomenal.
Mm. Yeah,
just riff after riff, the piano lines.
It's they're very good as well at creating iconic riffs, so to speak.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
Like, I say iconic, but I think the only riff whatever got like in a list was the riff from Plugin Baby. Like, because I think that's just
a complete classic, though.
Mm.
Plug-in Baby is like one of those songs. Like, I think it was the third or fourth song that I'd ever learnt on guitar, just because like it's such an iconic riff.
Riff. Yeah.
It's one of the only songs I can play on guitar.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same as like how Hysteria was for me on bass. You know, like Hysteria, I think was like the third or fourth song that I'd learnt on bass, and the only reason I wanted to learn it was because I was like, this is so cool and so complicated. And it's just like, oh my god, I can show this to all the girls that I really like, and they'll love me.
I remember...
they'll finally love me.
From what Origin, are you doing Valentine's Day, Noah?
Learning Hysteria on bass.
Playing Hysteria in the middle of public. Just like, love me!
Play like those buskers in Manchester, just like, I can play it, I swear. I keep fucking it up as I go, and I'm just like, no, I can do it, I promise, I'll get it this time wrong.
From Origin though, in the album itself, because listening back to it when we were obviously listening to the albums for this, and obviously I've heard it, part of me didn't really need to listen to it because I've heard it so many times throughout my life. But I think one thing what stands out to me, and it's probably a reason, because I started learning piano more because of Muse, really. Like, seeing the way they would compose songs and throw piano into it, and it was all very grand and theatrical. And listening back to Origin, I just thought, yeah, I remember why I was so intrigued, because in the elements of just piano, if you think of songs like Space Dementia, when have you ever heard a rock band release a song where the main instrument in the verses, or well, throughout the song really, until pretty much the outro, is piano, and do that much with it? And he sings
I wanted to talk about that song as well. It's just, there's basically no guitar in it, but it just keeps up the momentum that you've had in the first two tracks and you get afterwards. But it's just this crazy piano line.
Mm.
And one of the standout tracks on the album, definitely.
I think my favorite track is kind of like a mix of all of them. Like, my favorite track is which is actually my favorite Muse song across the whole discography, is Citizen Erased.
I put down in my notes, Citizens Erased, need I say more?
It's big, but it goes down when it needs to. The solo is fucking west.
The quiet bit is so emotive, and so like, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's, it kind of strays from itself, but not enough to the point where it's something different, just enough.
Yeah. Mm.
Just enough, like, it's really, it's got the done.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got the enough like quirky bits in it as well, like the riffs kind of got like the squeals and the scrapes with the like, I don't know,
yeah.
It's not just a big riff. There's always something else about it.
Mm. Mm. You know, for me as well, it's actually the transition from Citizen Erased to Microcuts.
Yes, Microcuts is a tune, like, as well.
I remember hearing Microcuts for the first time and being... Same thing as in with Space Dementia. You know, you're hearing a song mainly just piano, really. Piano, bass and drums, and it working. And then Matt just hits me with what you only can describe as operatic rock. Really?
Pure distortion.
Yeah, but like... Yeah. But in terms of his voice, he doesn't even at one point sing in chest or even mix. I think it is all in his head voice.
Yeah.
Well, I remember watching an interview with him, and he was saying like... he didn't think he could sing rock until he heard Jeff Buckley. And obviously Jeff Buckley's all like really high voice for a lot of it. And he was like, you know what, maybe I could give rock a go. Maybe I might sound good. And then they ended up dropping like four Fire albums in a row. So
it's crazy. I think he once told a story about Microcuts as well, being it was inspired. The song was inspired by a dream. Of him being like, it completely, it was, I can't remember how he described it, but he was just, it was a the way it was, it sounded like it was a complete dystopian dream where things, like, because there's I think there's a lyric where it, like, it microwaves my brain or something like that. The lyrics are so abstract and crazy. You can definitely tell it was written from a very weird and dark dream.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about the riff as well at the end of Microcoats?
Yes, that was one of the main reasons that I think that might be one of, if not my favourite, track off the album, just purely for that outro. It's so heavy.
Oh, the my favourite bit is the little thing they did in the mix, you know, at the end of the little breakdown in Microcuts, and they pan it left and right dead quick.
Yeah.
Like they go da 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 da.
And it's little things like that, and also how a lot of the songs end with sort of feedback, and it sort of blends into the other, so it feels just almost like a concert, like it just doesn't really stop for quite a few songs, and I think it just makes the album sound a lot more organic. The production as well, it's like you've got
production's very good.
You've got all these synth players and stuff as well, but it doesn't feel, I want to say over, it doesn't feel overproduced or anything. Yeah.
It doesn't feel over compressed like a lot of modern rock stuff does. I don't know, it's one of those albums that a lot of the albums that I listened to as a kid I actually can't stand now, but this one like isn't in that category at all. If anything, I think I prefer it a lot more than I like as a kid. I was like, yeah, guitar kind of dark lyrics, yeah, oh, the world hates me, whereas now I'm like, oh yeah, that drum beat in section 4 is a really pretty sweet.
I was really impressed by the bass tone on this album as well.
It's so huge.
It's massive.
Really stands out. And I think like on tracks like Space Dementia really makes up for the lack of guitars and just helps elevate the whole album.
I'd argue that it's like 40% of like the entire album.
Well, when you think about the fact there's only one guitar as well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is...
Is he called Chris? Chris Watson?
He's
a very underrated member of that band.
He's so good. Like, insane.
He's just solid. He's just like, you know, oh yeah, how about this bass line, guys? Just like, fat.
I mean, if you've seen any of the making of our videos, what they've done on any of their albums, you see Matt just directing Chris in the room. So basically, what the funny thing is in their dynamic is Matt and Dom clash in the writing process and the studio process, and Chris is the mediator.
Right.
Yeah, which is quite. So
the best fact I heard about this album, and I've still never forgotten about it, was Plugging Baby was originally a power ballad on piano, but they took a shit ton of magic mushrooms and then wrote it as what it is now.
That's beautiful.
That is amazing.
So if you ever want to write an iconic riff, guys, just get on the shrooms.
Magic mushrooms. So drugs are bad, okay?
ATC do not condone the use of drugs. Unless you're writing fat beats.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Unless you want to make a fire song.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys don't like about the album?
The only thing I've got down in my notes is it could have a better ending, but I don't.
No, it could, the ending is perfect.
Exactly. I don't care. Like, I think there's Muse albums that end better, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's Muse. Like,
I think when we get to the second half of the album, you get a lot of some of the more mellow tracks, and I do like them, but maybe we could have had one or two of those a little earlier on, so it sort of goes a bit more up and down, rather than you have all this momentum over the first half of the album, and it's phenomenal, and it sort of it ducks down a little bit after.
It's like a little bit jarring, only a little bit. But like
you're on
not
about,
enough
really,
that it
you're on
not
about
enough that it puts you off the album.
The song Screenager.
I love Screenager.
It must come down to like how you like your album flowing maybe as well.
Because that's
actually quite a common thing. Like a lot of Muse's more mellow, like toned down stuff is usually near the end of, like, it's not at the end, it's kind of It's like three quarters of the way through.
Like if you look at something like Black Holes and Revelations, it ends with like Knights of Cydonia, but just before that, you've got like Hoodoo,
yeah,
stuff like that. So, yeah,
anything I didn't
like, other than that, I have no complaints about this album.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything I don't like. I think, you know, because I'm a Muse fan as well, so I'm really trying to dig the bottom of the barrel here. There's got to be some.
I can shit on Muse for days. Just not on this album. You picked most other Muse albums, I could probably find something to shit on. But because I love this one so much as a kid, I feel like I'd be kicking my 5-year-old self like in the face.
Yeah, so. I don't really feel like I can say anything. I feel like it is a great. I feel like that Origin definitely represents Muse, like who they are as artists.
Yeah.
Fully. I'd say the only reason I look back on it now and I'm like underwhelmed sometimes is probably because of the amount of grandiose pieces they've written since then. So then you go back to Origin, and obviously Origin's like it's not as, I want to say, grand as like say some of the other tracks. You know, if you listen to tracks like Supremacy or Algorithm, it's very like, oh my god, this sounds like an absolute. Sonically in your ears,
it's like Survival and
whereas go back to Origin, but that's just obviously the production from, because it was what, Origin was released in 2000, I think,
2001.
Oh yeah, sorry, it's Kid A in 2000. Yeah. So I that would be my only thing, is now I listen back to it now and I want to say I don't enjoy it as much, but I think that's because I have to adjust. Like, my ears have to adjust from, like, the production.
Yeah.
It's one of those... I think it's hard to judge things, especially when you've got, like, nostalgia goggles on over them as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah.
Do we want to give it a score, then?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you guys go first.
Oh, interesting. Okay, in that case...
I'll calculate what this is out of 40.
Okay.
Add it to the leaderboard.
I wasn't too sure whether to give this a 9 or a 10. Just, like, the only reason that I was going to give it a 9 is, well, I don't know, it's my favourite Muse album, which kind of makes me think I want to give it a 10, but then I'm sort of like, but is 10 too much, but nah, fuck it, I'm giving it a 10, I've decided.
Okay. Josh?
I'm worried that I'm going to be the only person to say this, but I think because I didn't have quite the childhood connection that you guys had, and whilst most of the album is like top of the line stuff, there's just one or two things, so I can't say it's perfect, so I'm giving it a 9 out of 10, which is still phenomenal.
It's still good. It's still a good score. Are we banning 0.5s?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. No. We're good. Banning. Yes, we're banning.
Good. Are we?
We've got to.
Okay.
And if we're even working it out of 40, it'll just make it so like if we've got like decibels in there, it's a 9.2 out of 10.
Decibels? You mean decimals?
I mean, yeah. No. I'm gonna. I mean decibels.
I give it a 9 5/8.
Oh no.
Kieran, what are you saying?
I think I would, reviewing it now in 2021, I'd give it a 9. If I was reviewing this years ago, I'd probably give it a 10.
That's fair.
Hmm.
I mean, the re-listening to it, because I actually haven't heard it in years, because I just don't really listen to Muse as much as I did as a teenager. And I was just like, oh yeah, I'm going to pick this album, like, because I was going through that throwback phase, and I just forgot how much I liked that early, it's kind of like, I don't want to say gnarly, but it's kind of a bit like, it kind of sounds a bit rough, it doesn't sound too polished, like you were saying, it doesn't sound too grandeur, and I actually
like that,
I think I prefer that.
Yeah.
So I give it a 10, and I don't give 10s very often, but I feel like I'm wearing massive nostalgia goggles, but...
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. So, That gives it a big old score of 38 out of 40.
Oh,
and puts
very
it firmly
nice.
Top of the leaderboard.
I feel like that's fair. Yeah, I feel like that's fair.
I knew this is going to be one of our top
now,
albums.
That's a pretty fair score.
Yeah. I'm more worried about when we've got a load of these under our belts and we're looking at the grid and then we see one album's lower than a certain one. We go, maybe not.
I mean, that's the thing though. Are we always picking albums that we really like? Because I've already decided further down the line I'm going to pick an album that I hate.
I might see if you guys like it. I think we should probably start branching it just albums that have, you know, caught our eye or caught our ear in this case.
Oh yeah, like guys, I heard this week and it was awful. I want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did with
Sint Anger.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did with the album I've picked. So, yeah. You know, like it just caught my eye.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, is that going to be the next one? Are we doing that?
That can be the next one.
Are we doing that next one? Yeah, tune in next time where we review
subscribe to find out what that choice is.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Let's just
ring that bell.
I'll just edit out me talking what album it is.